Books on Tape presents A Voyage Long and Strange, Rediscovering the New World by Tony Horwitz, read by John H. Mayer. Mistakes are the portals of discovery. James Joyce, Ulysses.
"Pray look better, sir," quoth Sancho. "Those things yonder are no giants, but windmills."
Miguel de Cervantes, Don Quixote. Prologue. The Lost Century. The pilgrims didn't think much of Cape Cod. A hideous and desolate wilderness, William Bradford called it, full of wild beasts and wild men. Rather than stay, a small party from the Mayflower sailed ahead, searching for a winter haven. In December 1620, they reached Plymouth, a place fit for situation, Bradford wrote. At least, it was the best they could find. On a New England road trip a few summers ago, I washed up in Plymouth, too. It could have been Dedham, or Braintree, or some other pit stop on the highway near Boston. But a Red Sox game pulsed on the radio. So I drove until it ended at the Plymouth exit. Stopping for beer at Miles Standish Liquor, I was directed to the William Bradford Motor Inn, the best I could find in peak tourist season. Early the next morning, I went for a walk along the waterfront, past a chowder house, a saltwater taffy shop, a wax museum, and a replica Mayflower moored in the bay. Near the water stood a